episode 119 of the Vegan Business Tribe podcast with myself, David Pennell. And Vegan Business Tribe is here to support you and to inspire you, not just to build a vegan business, but to build a successful vegan business. And you can listen along on Spotify, on Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also watch this video version on YouTube too. And thank you, as always, before we start, to our amazing sponsors, who are Mindful Wealth, the vegan publisher, Mad Promotions, and Vegan Accountants. And you're going to hear more from these just absolutely amazing vegan companies later in today's episode. And if you are not yet a member of Vegan Business Tribe, then, well, first of all, why the flip not? If you're looking to grow a successful vegan business, no matter what stage you're at, if you're launched, if you're pre-launched, if you're already a mature business, then you need to be part of Vegan Business Tribe. Otherwise, how can we support you and introduce you to other vegan business owners too? And by being a member of Vegan Business Tribe, you get access to our amazing community of hundreds of vegan business owners from around the world, as well as getting access to all our online courses, our interviews, our guides, and all those live workshops that we've done over the last 4 years. And all that is in our Vegan Business Academy, as well as being able to ask for help and promote your wins in our community hub on Slack. And also, just the latest news in, we've also just introduced our new business mentoring tier. So if you are looking for that extra hands-on help with growing your business, our new mentoring tier, you get direct access to me as your vegan business coach with a monthly Zoom call plus WhatsApp support on a dedicated number. You can literally have me sat in your back pocket for when you have a question or you need help. And our business mentoring tier, it is perfect if you need somebody just to give you some direction or to keep you accountable to finishing what you said you would finish. Or if you just need somebody to keep you topped up with that positive energy and enthusiasm about your business, something which I'm known for, by the way. So if you want me as your business mentor, just head to our website at veganbusinesstribe.com, click on that join button on the homepage, and you get details of both our standard Vegan Business Tribe membership and also our new business mentoring tier. And we kick both of those off with a one-to-one session on Zoom where you can tell me all about your business. So I look forward to that first chat. Okay, so why are we here today? Well, just talking about mentoring then. Today's session, it's inspired by a conversation that I had with our Vegan Business Tribe member, Trisha Shields, who is, her company is called Compassion Rising. And I love Trisha. She is a healthcare professional who now runs vegan childcare facilities in Colorado and helps support parents who are raising vegan kids. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, I've got a one-year-old vegan daughter myself, so I've got a vested interest in the vegan children scene. And the conversation that I had with Trisha, it was about over-analysing decision-making. And this is a conversation that I've had with lots of our Vegan Business Tribe members, because making decisions, it can be really hard in business. So maybe you already know what you need to do in your business, but you just don't know the best way to do it. Maybe you don't know if you should put your budget into social media advertising or invest in hiring a virtual assistant. Or what's going to be the best way for you to find new customers? Should you be doing pay-per-click advertising through Google? Or maybe driving around the country having stalls at vegan fairs and events. In fact, you could say that doing business, it's really just making a series of decisions one after the other. So if you're the sort of person who just overanalyzes decisions and agonizes about if it's the right one or not, then you're always going to struggle to move your business forwards. And you might be worried about making the wrong decision. But let me tell you that simply not making a decision, that is far worse than making the wrong one. So to illustrate that, imagine that your business journey is a path. And on that path, you come to a split where you have to decide if you're going to go left or if you're going to go right. So imagine that you get to one of those junctions and you just simply don't make a decision. You just stop. And you sit there because you can't decide if you take the left path or the right path. You stop moving forwards. And that's what can happen in your business if you don't make decisions. They change from decisions into barriers. And even worse, this is only one decision that you might be stuck on. There are other, probably much bigger decisions further along that path. And they might be the decisions that really take your business to those amazing places. But you're not even getting close to those because you can't decide whether to hire that new employee or which email marketing platform to sign up with. So this is what we're going to tackle today. How to make decisions. And I'm going to start by letting you into a huge secret. And if you're the kind of person who does overanalyze everything or worries about making wrong decisions, then this secret, it might just blow your mind. Because there is no such thing as a right decision. Now, you might have made decisions in the past that turned out to be pretty good decisions. And then you might have made decisions that you think turned out bad. But that doesn't mean that in those scenarios, there was ever actually a right decision. Because maybe that time that you thought you made a really good decision, the other options that you had in front of you, they would have worked out just fine too. Or maybe when you made that really bad decision, you know, the one that still keeps you awake at night even now. Well, have you thought that the other options, they might have worked out even worse? And that is your role as an entrepreneur. Your job isn't always about picking the right or the wrong decision. Often, it's more about being able to take a decision so that you can move forwards. And then making sure that that decision is the right one. Because nobody has built your exact business before. When you've got your own company, you are constantly in uncharted land. But the truth is, there are many, many paths towards your goal. Do you want to speak at more events? Do you want to get invited onto podcasts like this one? Well, it's far easier to do that if you can say that you have written a book. So let me tell you about The Vegan Publisher. Their founder, Mitali, she is a best-selling business author herself. And Mitali and her team, they will lead you through that entire process of becoming a published author, transforming you into the thought leader of your industry. And writing a book, it isn't just a great marketing activity to get you more clients. Trust me, being a published author, it will open up doors to opportunities that you never even knew existed. So, even if you think you don't have the time to write a book, or even if you don't know what you might write a book about, go take a look at theveganpublisher.com to find out more. If you are a UK vegan business, wouldn't it be better to have an accountant that shares your ethics? Well, vegan accountants have got over 30 years of experience and they're a vegan founded company. And just to add, they're also our accountants at Vegan Business Tribe because they just get us. They understand why we do what we do and they make sure that we're doing it in the most tax efficient way possible. Keith and his team, they've been massive supporters of our mission at Vegan Business Tribe. So if you are an established UK business with a growth mindset and you want an accountant that is going to help you grow and shares your mission as well as saves you tax, then just go to veganaccountants.co.uk to find out more. Have you ever actually physically been out on a walk in the woods on a path and you come to a point where that path, it goes left and it goes right and you just don't know which way to take? So you just have to take one. And then a few minutes later, you realise that both paths, they actually just come out at the same place anyway. And that's like many decisions in business. There isn't a right or a wrong decision. All the options, they can all be right decisions if you make them that. So don't worry about getting it wrong, because you are going to get it wrong. That's just part of the deal. It's the price that you pay for deciding that you want to build your own business instead of going and working for somebody else and letting them make the decisions instead. So let's get comfortable with it. Don't beat yourself up if you take the left path and then realise that you have to trace your steps back again and take the right one, because a few decisions are permanent. That new employee that you are not sure about hiring, if it doesn't work out, then they don't have to stay with you. Or that new product or service that you're thinking about developing, test it out to see if people are as excited about it as you are. And if not, you can just move on to the next one, having learned something really useful in the process. So don't let the fear of making a wrong decision hold you back. Else deciding not to make a decision may turn out to be the worst decision that you've ever made. Okay, so how do we do this? And it's all good and well me saying that you should just, you know, pick a decision and make it work, which is actually, you know, it's really good advice. But how do you actually do that? If you've got multiple options in front of you, how do you actually decide which is the best one? Well, I will admit, and maybe I shouldn't, but I'll admit that there have been a couple of times in business when I couldn't choose between two options, and it was stopping me from moving forward, so I just flipped a coin. Now, that might not be the best piece of business advice that I've offered you over these years that we've been together on this podcast, but it at least let me move forwards. It removed that obstacle. However, if you are the sort of person who agonizes and overanalyzes, then there are different tools and frameworks that you can use to help you make a decision. And the first thing that you might do if you're struggling to make a decision is to simply pay somebody else to make that decision for you. And hear me out on this, because this is actually more common in business than you might think. Decision making is a lot easier if you've got the experience of a thing that you're trying to make a decision on. So you can pay somebody who does have that experience to come in and advise you on the best route forwards. And we spoke about business mentoring earlier, and that is a great option. Or you might pay somebody who's an expert to come and consult with you for half a day to give you their expert opinion. And you might do this especially when you've got a really big decision to make. Like last week on the podcast, we talked about selling a business. So you might bring in somebody who's an expert on business exits to give you their time. Or if it's a technical decision, like setting up a company pension scheme, then you'd bring in a financial advisor to advise you, like our very own Vegan Business Tribe member, Jay Street from Mindful Wealth. But you can do the same with smaller decisions too. So if you don't know what platform to use for your social media scheduling, then call up your friend whose business is all over social and ask them what they recommend, because they've probably tried out a few different ones. or a couple of weeks ago, I had an old friend who sent me a message over Facebook because he wasn't sure if he should start a podcast for his business or not, and he knew that I had this one for Vegan Business Tribe. So we set up a call, we talked for it, probably talked for about an hour on the pros and cons and if it was right for his business and what he'd need to get started. And in that hour's call, we got past all the obstacles that he'd been agonizing over for a couple of months. In fact, he'd been confused by all the microphone reviews, and it turned out that the one he was using for that Zoom call, it was actually a really good podcasting microphone. Okay, so that's your first option. If a decision is stopping you from moving forwards, then just go out there and get some expert advice to help you make that decision, such as paying for somebody's time or just, you know, foraging through your contacts to see who can help you out. And getting that professional advice, that is especially important if it is a legal or a HR decision that you're trying to make. And you'll be amazed at how many vegan professionals there are now that will be happy to help your business too. But if that's not an option, then there are also a number of tools and frameworks that you can use to aid decision making. Because you can approach a business decision in a very analytical instead of emotional way. You can set yourself the task to coldly analyze the options and likely outcomes to help you decide which is best for your business. And it's good to do these exercises, I don't know, maybe with a colleague, or even do them as a team or do them as a business together. And the simplest way to start analysing decisions is to create a pros and cons list for each option which is open to you. So just take a sheet of paper or use a whiteboard, draw the line vertically down the middle. And on one side, put all the benefits of an option or a decision. And then on the other side of that line, write down all the drawbacks and negatives of that option. Now, this sounds really simple, but it really does help just to get all those thoughts and worries onto a sheet of paper or onto that whiteboard so that you can have them there just staring at you. You have them there in front of you because it might be that when you get all of your conflicting thoughts and feelings that you're having about a decision down there in black and white, that you might see that the pros, they massively outweigh the cons, but it's maybe just one negative thing that's stopping you from moving forwards. And maybe you didn't consciously realise what the thing was that was stopping you from moving forwards. But exposing it there in front of you, it lets you work out if there's anything you can do to lessen the impact of that negative or maybe get rid of it altogether. And if you are trying to make a decision that has lots of different options, then you can do this for each one. So make a pros and cons list for each option. And that's going to quickly show you which option has the most benefits and highlight the things that are stopping you going ahead. And if you're going to do this, so maybe you're going to evaluate three new products or services that you're thinking of developing, and you can't decide which of them to do, then also do a pros and cons list for the status quo option too. So draw up a pros and cons list for doing nothing as well, okay? Make that part of your exercise. I just wanted to break off for a second to ask, are you just following this podcast without being a member of Vegan Business Tribe? Because if you are, then let me tell you, you are missing out on about 80% of everything that goes on at Vegan Business Tribe, including incredible resources and a vibrant community of like-minded vegan business owners from around the world. Because as a member of Vegan Business Tribe, you'll gain access to hundreds of hours of online courses and guides and masterclasses in our Vegan Business Academy to help you grow your vegan business. You'll also get to attend our regular online networking meetups where you can promote your business and just forge those connections with fellow vegan business owners just like you. Plus, If you need more direct advice and assistance, you can join us on a live business clinic, or you can post a question in our community hub where all our other members plus our vegan business experts are waiting to help you out. And the best part, it's just £18.99 a month. And at the same time, you'll also be supporting the work that we do to champion the vegan business scene around the world. And just to add that we've now also recently introduced one-to-one business coaching and mentoring with myself or one of our vegan business experts. And that's available to a select number of our members. So if you're really looking to take your vegan business to the next level, then we've got you. Don't just lurk on the sidelines. There is a whole community of vegan businesses who want to get to know you and support you. Just head to veganbusinesstribe.com. Click on that big join button on the homepage, and I cannot wait to connect with you and discuss your vegan business or your next big idea. Let's use that earlier example. So you do have a list of potential new services that you're thinking of launching, and you can't decide which one of them to go with first. Then you'd create a pros and cons list of the benefits of launching each service. So in the pros list, you might have things like, would bringing extra revenue straight away, or can be cross-sold to current customers, or generates ongoing renewal billing, you know, etc., etc. And then in the cons list, you might have things like, requires large upfront investment to set up, or will require extra staff member to deliver, etc., etc. And then once you've done this for all three of those services, you can lay them out next to each other and see which have the biggest pros and the most manageable cons. But now you have to do a final one too, which is a pros and cons list of doing nothing. And this is really important because by doing these pros and cons lists, and there are lots of other ways that you can evaluate options too, including, you know, SWOT analyses and cost-benefit analyses too. But by doing these kind of exercises, you are just evaluating your options. The exercise is not actually necessarily going to help you implement that decision that you come to. And I've seen plenty of companies, they'll pull staff meetings together to analyse the different options, and they'll come up with a clear winner, and then they never actually do anything with that decision. Months later, they still haven't gone ahead with the winning option that they picked. So that's why it's really important to do this extra evaluation of what doing nothing, what that means too, of not taking any decision, which might be where you actually are right at this moment. So use the same pros and cons list. And in the pros, you might have won't take up any time if you decide to do nothing, or no expenditure. But in the cons list, really think through the likely results of just doing nothing. Continued loss of sales might be in there, or decrease of motivation in the business resulting in loss of key staff might be in there too. Running out of money in 12 months, that might be another one. And you need these realities in front of you when you're decision making. So yes, there might be uncertainties to the outcome of your decisions, but the outcomes of not making a decision, they're far more certain. And if the path behind you is getting engulfed by flames, then you might not know if turning left or right is the best option. But picking one of them, that is far better than just sitting there. Okay, so sitting down and doing some analysis of your options, it is really useful. And as I said, making a pros and cons list, it's just the simplest way of doing this. You might instead do a cost-benefit analysis, and that's just where you judge the cost of each option against the likely income it will bring in, and just pick the one that best fits with your resources. So if something is likely to bring in money quickly and it won't cost much to set up, then that beats something that's going to cost a lot to implement and might not make money for a long time to come. And the other option I mentioned there is doing a SWOT analysis on the options open to you. And if you've ever done a business studies module, then you'll already be familiar with this model. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And instead of listing out just the pros and cons, this framework, it gives you a few more viewpoints to consider an option from. So that's all good. And a couple of really good frameworks there to help you decide which option is better than another. But from experience, that's only 50% of being able to make a decision. Because you might already know which is the best option. You might have worked that out a long time ago. You've done all your research and you might have even, you know, got advice and mapped out a plan to implement it. But you've still not done it yet. Does that sound familiar? Well, to tackle this, we need to put down the business studies book and pick up the psychiatrist's handbook instead. Because fortunately or unfortunately, businesses are run by human beings. And as human beings, we struggle to separate a business decision from a personal one. We take our business decisions really personally, and we take the possible bad outcomes of a bad decision really personally too. So I want to introduce you to a tool that I find incredibly useful called Worry Time. And maybe we should create a little jingle for this, you know. Hey, it's time to worry. Welcome to Worry Time. What the hell is going on? Okay, now, this is actually as bad as it sounds, because Worry Time is the act of clearing out a period of time to just worry about what might go wrong. I know, you might say that you don't need to clear time out because you already do this all the time. But this is about doing it methodically instead of letting it just fester away at the back of your mind all the time. So what you need to do is take the decision that you're struggling with right now and write down the likely bad outcomes if it turns out to be a bad decision. Write down all of those things that could go wrong. Yes, you know, get them all out. All your worries, all your negative thoughts about moving forwards with something, really catastrophize and get all those possible negative scenarios attached to that decision down on paper. And in doing this, two really important things are going to happen. So first, you might find that actually the possible bad outcomes, they're nowhere near as bad as you thought. Maybe you've just had them all creeping around at the edges of your mind. And when you bring them out into the light like this, you find out that actually, they're not that bad. Or maybe you find that actually, it's just one big negative that needs dealing with. And all the other things, they're relatively minor. And that then leads us to the second thing that happens. And that is that Worry Time, it allows us to already have a plan in place to deal with a negative consequence if it does happen. Because if you've got a plan, then that reduces the amount that you have to worry about something happening because you are prepared for it. If you are looking to get your business in the news or on the radio or interviewed on TV, then no one's going to get your company noticed like Karen Ridgers and her team at Mad Promotions. And Karen, she's been at the forefront of the vegan media scene for the last 20 years. And Mad Promotions, they're also our media partners at Vegan Business Tribe. So if you've read about us in Plant-Based News or in Vegconomist, then that's probably because Karen got that story there. So if you are an ethical company or entrepreneur that wants more media coverage, and if you're a company that is looking to make a difference, then that's literally what Mad Promotion stands for. Karen, she's worked with Veganuary, VegFest, and all the other big names. So go find out more at mad-promotions.com. Did you know that in the UK alone, there is currently around £3 trillion invested in pensions? And much of that money, it's helping to fund harmful industries like tobacco, fossil fuels, gambling, and animal agriculture. So if instead you want to put your money where your heart is, then Jay Street is the founder of Mindful Wealth, our UK-based independent and vegan financial advisor here at Vegan Business Tribe. And because they are truly independent, they're not restricted to any specific investment range, so they can find the best option that works for you both financially and ethically. Although do note that the value of your investments, it can go down as well as up. But you don't need to have a lot of money invested to make a difference. If you want to talk about your financial planning, whether you're just starting your journey or you need a little guidance on how to create and maintain good habits, then book a free discovery call with Jay by heading to mindfulwealth.uk. So for example, maybe you're worried about how much something is going to cost to implement and that your business will run out of money if the sales don't come in quick enough to offset the money that you're spending. Well, in that case, you just need to create a simple cash flow forecast spreadsheet so that you can monitor the realities of that. You can plan where your line in the sand is. So that's just the date by which time it either needs to be working or you need to pull the plug. And doing this, you might see that actually you've got a clear 6 months or maybe even a year until that needs to happen, when you were just worried it might have been a lot sooner. Or maybe your biggest worry is that something will prove too popular and you'll be overrun. And in that case, you can plan what you're going to do if that happens too, because that's actually a really nice problem to have. But it's unlikely that that's going to happen in just one go. But get some quotes off virtual assistants or work out how much it's going to cost to bring in another member of staff to deal with those increased sales. Then you've got a plan to deal with it if it happens. Or maybe you've already got a relationship with another company that you know you'll be able to sub some of that extra work or production out to, and you can talk to them if that happened. And by doing this worry time exercise, it really confronts the things that are sat there clogging up your ability to make a decision. And you'll find that most of those things that you fear, they're not actually that bad. That even with the very worst scenario that you can plan out, you will still have options. Even if that option is just giving it all up and going and getting a job working for somebody else, the options will be there. But I guarantee you that none of the worst case scenarios that you come up with in your worry time will be as bad as just doing nothing, as not making a decision. They won't be as bad as just sitting there and letting the moss grow over you because you can't make a decision that will take your business forwards. And I just want to finish by also saying, the more that you make decisions, then the easier it gets. You start to develop an instinct for which is the right way to go. As I said at the start, there is no one way to reach your business goals. And by analysing your options in a more critical way and from learning from the past results and starting to make more decisions, you start to pick up on the kind of things that are going to move you towards your goal. So be led by that. Which decision will make me more money? Which decision will allow me to deliver a better service or product to my customers? Or which decision will get me a step closer to my final goal of a vegan world? Okay, I know I say this every episode, but this was a brilliant topic, and I hope it helps Tricia from Compassion Rising. And do go check out her website at compassionrising.us, as well as all our other Vegan Business Tribe members that I've had this conversation with. And I hope that it helps you too. So let's go back over everything that we've just talked about in this session with a quick bullet point roundup of how to make decisions. Number one. Business is really just making a series of decisions one after another. And if you're the sort of person who overanalyzes each decision and agonizes about if it's the right one or not, then you are always going to struggle to move your business forwards. Two, not making a decision at all, that is far worse than being worried about making the wrong decision. That's when decisions become barriers. If you simply decide not to decide, you stay stuck at the crossroads. Three, but the big secret is that usually there is no such thing as a wrong or right decision. A good decision that you took in the past, it might have turned out just as good if you'd chosen another option instead. So your role as a business leader is to be able to take a decision so that you can move forwards and then make it the right decision. Four, if you're struggling with a decision, then bring somebody else in to make it for you. So pay for a few hours of an expert's time or call up a friend that you know that's got more expertise than you do in this area, or even get a mentor to help you. Five, there are also frameworks that you can use to help make decisions, and they range from just flipping a coin, and again, maybe not the best advice that you've got for me, but sometimes that is the right thing to do, through to using pros and cons lists, SWOT analyses, and cost-benefit analyses too. Six, if you analyze a decision using a decision framework tool, it's also important to analyze the pros and cons of not making a decision using that same tool. Just picking a winning option, it isn't enough usually for you to actually then make that option happen. Sometimes you need to face the consequences of what might happen if you don't go ahead on implementing a decision too. Seven, use worry time to really work through any negative potential outcomes of your decision. Work out what you would do if they actually came to pass. And knowing that you've got a plan ready to deal with them means that you'll likely find they're not as big and negative as you might think. And then finally, eight, the more that you make decisions, then the better you get at it. You develop a sense of what decisions will move you towards your goal and which options won't, and you can start to be led by that. And that is it. So thank you to all our Vegan Business Tribe members from around the world. And if you are not yet signed up member of Vegan Business Tribe, then just head to the website at veganbusinesstribe.com. Click on that join button on the homepage, and then you read all the amazing benefits and support that you get as a member of the tribe. And at the same time, if you enjoy this podcast and you feel that you've got real benefit today, then becoming a member of Vegan Business Tribe, that's how you support us too. We could not do everything that we do without our wonderful, amazing members, and I am so appreciative of each and every one of you, which is why we try and give so much good value in return. And just to repeat, if you do need a vegan business mentor in your pocket, then take a look at our new mentorship tier, where you get direct access to me every month on Zoom and a dedicated WhatsApp number to help you with things like making decisions, maybe. So that is it. If you do have a moment, then please do subscribe to our YouTube channel if you're watching this video version, or leave us a 5-star review or a like on the audio podcast. That's if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify. And I will see you on the next one.